in John chapter 21, Peter and the boys go fishing all night long and catch nothing. And as the sun was being lifted up ever so slowly over the horizon, Jesus comes on the scene. But the reality is that he was there far before the guys realized it, because Jesus is actually the one who made sure they caught no fish. It would be strange for a professional fisherman like Peter was to go out and fish on a night he suspected would yield little to no return. You may say, but Cliff, could it be possible that Peter was just trying to relax with this fishing trip? Well, I don't think Peter is thinking of this as some sort of relaxing fishing trip, because back then, fishing was not a relaxing pastime. It was backbreaking work. Throwing out nets and dragging them through the water doesn't sound relaxing. It sounds like a miserable CrossFit workout to me. So Peter went to fish expecting to catch fish. So you know there was some frustration on Peter's part and the other guys when that didn't happen. But all of this happened because Jesus was in control. He was in control of the famine of fish. He allowed famine because he had something greater in mind for those guys. Did you know that there are times where God causes drought in your life so that the rain will be that much sweeter? It's not that God is withholding his goodness from you, but rather preparing you for him showing up and showing you the greatness of who he is. He just might be doing that in your life today. When you do pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Fair Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.